And what we're saying is this group, during the 2017 election, the June 3rd election cycle, failed to follow those rules.
You're hearing from CitizenSox CEO and President Bobby Quintavelle. Quintavelle continues to describe the rules the three directors allegedly broke.
They failed to disclose a series of required disclosures, which includes your identity, how much you expect to spend on that solicitation, and who is actually paying for the solicitation.
SNC's lawsuit specifically names directors Charles Fagerstrom, Edna Becca Baker, Barbara Amarok, and recently added defendant Marie Tozier. The three directors are being sued for their alleged involvement in distributing an anonymous mailer to over 1,000 of SNC's shareholders. According to the official complaint filed with the Superior Court in Alaska this August, SNC Director Charles Fagerstrom allegedly drafted the anonymous mailer, while Directors Becca Baker and Barb Amarok allegedly participated in the drafting and were aware of the mailer. Due to the ongoing lawsuit and upcoming annual meeting, Baker and Amarok declined to comment at this time. However, on behalf of all four defendants, Fagerstrom and his hired attorney filed an answer to SNC's allegations, which says the following.
This litigation is a last-ditch effort by the current majority of the CitizenSox Board of Directors to retain political control by silencing directors and shareholders speaking out against discretionary proxy voting practices. Through the concerted efforts of answering defendants and like-minded CitizenSox shareholders, an increasingly large number of shareholders have refused to participate in discretionary proxy voting in recent elections.
Fagerstrom continues to read from the defendant's answer.
While technically lawful under Alaska statutes and regulations, CitizenSox shareholders are becoming increasingly skeptical of discretionary proxy voting practices, which have been used in the past to gain strategic advantage in elections and directly contradict and circumvent CitizenSox corporate values rooted in the traditional values and ethical beliefs of Inupiaq and Alaska Native culture.
The defendant's publicly filed answer to CitizenSox allegations also admits that Charles Fagerstrom did send the mailer to certain shareholders. According to the mailer sent out in June, SNC board member Jason Evans used discretionary proxies to change the outcome of prior SNC elections. The corporation, including its CEO and chairman, claim that allegation and others listed in the mailer are false. CitizenSox Vice President of Corporate Affairs, Ukulesa Kuklisik, shares his input on the anonymous mailer.
Because it benefited certain people with a secret identity, and it also disparaged certain people, it made people look bad, you know, in another light. And that was unfair because it didn't say who was doing it. It could have been Exxon Oil Corporation. I mean, we really didn't know when it first came out. Who did it? Who was it? And that was a big question mark. And the state of Alaska also didn't know who did it.
Now we hear from Chairman Bobby Evans.
You know, every shareholder deserves a fair election. Every shareholder deserves that directors are truthful and honest. And when they're not, we have to tell people.
And weighing in again, here's CEO Quintavelle.
In addition, I want to say that, you know, to the best of what we've been able to uncover so far, we discovered that it breaches the fiduciary duties of these directors. When our directors come on board, they sign a code of conduct to uphold our ethical standards. There's a number of issues related to that that then are crossed. Not just is it fair, the anonymous mailer also says that CitizenSox, we have unfair hiring practices, we have questionable elections. These things are not correct.
The anonymous mailer also references CitizenSox past elections, when the Alaska Division of Banking and Securities investigated SNC for violating the Alaska Securities Act during their 2014 and 2015 elections. This division is under the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. According to court documents, on its 2014 and 2015 notices of annual meeting and proxy statements, CitizenSox failed to disclose Trudy Sabasinski's two-year-long employment as Chief Executive Officer of Deloitte Incorporated. SNC was then ordered to cease and desist from, quote, omitting mandatory disclosures in proxy solicitations, end quote. As a result, Sabasinski was subsequently elected to the board in 2014 and is up for re-election at SNC's annual meeting later this month. For the most recent lawsuit Sitnisok is involved in, SNC is seeking monetary compensation for the damages incurred in this incident, as well as the removal of all three directors named in the lawsuit. According to the defendant's answer, they deny that SNC is entitled to the relief it seeks. Court records state the defendants have been given their summons. However, a follow-up court date has not yet been set. Reporting in Nome, I'm Davis Havi.